speak his name. Staying the course and keeping your focus on Jesus, even when it gets hard, is part of the command of being a disciple. Jesus not only wants you to follow him, he calls every one of his disciples to follow him to the end. In other words, since Jesus offers such a wonderful message of hope and forgiveness, it pays for you to give attention to him. It'll be very profitable for you. But to refuse his voice means certain punishment and judgment. God's people, the Jews, notoriously rejected his offer of grace and forgiveness. He offered them refuge and hope if they would simply turn to him and believe his promise. But they refused. Ultimately, they refused the offer that came again in the person of Jesus, John 1, verses 11 to 13. And it's a serious mistake to ignore these continued warnings in Scripture. God takes his word and his offering of it very seriously. At the giving of the law, there was an earthquake, and God shook the earth, Exodus 20, verses 18 and 19. That occurred at the giving of the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. But the writer to the Hebrews mentions a second event when God will again shake the earth, Haggai 2, verse 6. When God speaks, there is a corresponding substantial response on earth. The Apostle Peter also warned us that God will eventually destroy the earth with a cataclysmic event. See 2 Peter 3, verse 7. God's revelation and offering of his word is not to be taken lightly. How much more serious is refusing to believe the gracious word when it's offered in the person of his son, Jesus? God says he's going to shake the earth and heaven itself. Why? To let all his created universe know that your faith in Jesus Christ is unshakable. He's the rock we rest on. Do you want to secure a place to rest your salvation? Go to Jesus. Build your life on the foundation of faith by trusting in the promise of God in Jesus. Christianity is not playing church. Neither does following Jesus mean maintaining an outward facade of spirituality. Following Jesus is a living, vital, and genuine relationship with him that transforms your life and anchors you in the Word of God. God is gracious. He demonstrated his grace when he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for your sin. He didn't wait for the world to turn to him before ushering in his grace. Even when we were determined to live apart from him, he made his move toward us in mercy and love. See Romans 5, verse 8. That's the wonder of the gospel he proclaims. To receive that gift by faith brings to you lasting reward and unlimited divine resources to live a life that pleases the Lord. To ignore it means you're gambling with your eternal destiny. Have you turned to God in repentance and trusted in his son Jesus? You can do that now. Simply bow your heart and ask him for forgiveness. Next, learn the secret of following Jesus and walking with fellow believers in love.